Brian Hepp, station manager, owner, Gab K Broadcasting.
All right, Brian. So if we go back 20 years, it's Groundhog Day of 2004. What do you remember about the initial morning and going to air for the first time?
Well, it was exciting, but also very scary at the same time and stuff. We'd been working on it for a while, but when you launch a new radio station like we did that time, I don't know if you're ever totally prepared. I know we were still dealing with a few engineering issues and stuff, but that was a sign-on date and that. And we were ready to get on with it. I know it wasn't quite as warm as it's going to be this 20 years later, but it was exciting. No, we enjoyed it.
Who do you remember being here and celebrating that initial morning with you?
Melanie's parents were here. We had a number of local dignitaries from the area that were in. A former person I'd worked with at the radio station that we'd come from in Stettler, the news director, had come over that day. I know the MLA at the time, Richard Mars, was in the studio with us that morning, and just, you know, family, friends, our kids, which were important and stuff because they grew up around this radio station at the time. And of course there's the two stations now, but you know, all our family, mostly family and friends, and just, well, you were there of course as well, Galen, and stuff. I mean, you'd started with us that time and we're here as well, so yeah, that's some memories on that morning.
What do you remember the initial response being, you know, that day, that week, that year?
It was really great. I mean, we had no idea what to expect. It was just something that, you know, Melanie and I, we were both radio broadcasters and had worked in the industry for a long time and just decided we'd like to start our own radio station. We looked into the Olds area and we thought, yeah, this, you know, looks like an area that would be good to hone our craft and do what we love to do and that. And it didn't take very long to realize just how supportive the people, the listeners, the advertisers, you know, the clubs, the organizations, whether it was the Olds Grizzlies and different groups and just everybody, how welcoming they were to us. It was absolutely fantastic. And it, you know, didn't take that long to really, you know, realize how supportive this area was going to be.
That initial year, we had some emergencies in the area, including a flood and all of the things that transpired to start out your initial launch year in this area. Just what do you think about the coverage and the way that when you moved around from different towns in this area that we were able to hear that, you know, people were listening in more than just Olds, but quite a wide swath?
Well, it turned out to be a regional station, you know, fairly soon into it as well. The signal we have on the FM dial, I mean, it was 97.7 at the time. It changed a number of years later, but, you know, really we had a very good signal that covered Mountain View County and a lot further than that actually and stuff, and we just tried to provide information that people maybe weren't able to get before from electronic media. And that, so we just, you know, started to hear from people. If they sent us in information, we'd kind of always said, if it's important to you, it's important to us. And that's the way we approached it, with the local information, the community events, the news, the sports. And, you know, people reacted to that and they were interested in listening to see what's going on, you know, in their area. And we tried our best to, you know, cover not only Olds, but this whole region.
What was the first song that played when the station launched?
Move It On Over by Travis Tritt. And I still have a T-shirt that says that, Move It On Over. And that was basically our slogan that time, just to, before we came along, there was no local radio station. So we were asking people to, you know, move it on over from the dial that you may have been listening to. So it was, Travis Tritt, you know, Move It On Over. Melanie, of course, was on the air that morning. That was 7:05, I believe. I think we went on that morning. You were doing news, you know, that morning. So, no, that was the first song.
And when you look back at being here 2 decades later, how remarkable a journey has this been?
It's been absolutely fantastic. I mean, just in so many ways, just a dream come true, really, of how great and supportive this area has been. All the different things we've done, you know, the different broadcasting of events. I mean, all the rock concerts when we launched, you know, Rock 104, which, I mean, you know, wasn't on 20 years like, you know, CKFM, but, you know, doing those shows and some of the various things and just, you know, working with the groups and just the great people, organizations, advertisers, listeners that we've got to know, and just how much we've enjoyed, you know, knowing everybody and, you know, how supportive they've been over the years.
Obviously, the Chamber of Commerce here has recognized the station. There's been other accolades as well. Are there any of those that stand out to you over the two decades?
They've all been great in that, and we just tried to do our best to serve the community, Olds and surrounding area. And yeah, those have been nice to be recognized, that whether it's the community leader of the award, just, that kind of thing, community spirit, those sort of things, because really that's what we tried to do. So to have them be acknowledged, through whether it be the chamber or whatever the organization might be, has been, very nice to see, and we certainly appreciated it.
Is there anything else that stands out to you about, the launch day and, just the fact that this station has existed for this amount of time, Brent?
The fact that, it did take place, and for the most part has run very smoothly in that, and that's a lot of it's due to the staff we've had. I mean, you've been with us the whole time, Galen, but everybody else that has worked here, that is working here now, that has worked here over the years, those are the memories, and those are the things we'll certainly always remember, the great staff we've had through these years, and all the organizations that have supported us, and that's going to be the memory 20 years later.